Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Big Bad Toy Store, where you can pre-order the newest waves of Hasbro Marvel Universe, Marvel Legends, and Marvel Movie action figures. With foreign toys, high-end statues, prop replicas, hot toys, and more, Big Bad Toy Store is the first stop for Marvel collectors. Plus, check out their other great toys and collectibles, and use their pile of loot to save on shipping. Find it all at BigBadToyStore.com. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 87 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I am Justin.
Well, guess what? More Comic-Con exclusives. Do you hear that little sound? It's my credit card limit crying.
Well, someone at Chase is going, cha-ching!
I think the Mongols are outside about to scream, what's in your wallet?
Maxed out credit cards.
Welcome to the Marvel Shop!
That's right, Marvel has announced that they're expanding their booth presence, because it was always so subtle. We always had to wonder, where's the Marvel booth?
I could never find them.
Yeah, they always kept it kind of low-key, didn't they?
Is that a pun? Low-key?
They've always been low-key-licious.
Well, I remember, was it 2 years ago now? I think it was, that we were stalking their booth for the free Captain America iPhone cases.
Yes, it was. That was when we went and saw the Captain America movie.
Yeah.
That I won tickets to on Twitter.
That's right. They were giving them away for the iPhone 3 when everybody had the iPhone 4.
Yes, that's exactly right. They were like your grandma buying you an iPhone case.
I ended up getting it for a third generation iPod Touch. So, they had those, they had the posters, they'd have it where you could sign up for the DCU and get the Archangel figure, or I remember I got a Nick Fury figure.
Yeah, I remember being told last year that I would get a Doom. I was supposed to get my Doom handed to me, remember that whole story?
Did you ever get your Doom?
Yeah, I ended up getting it, but I had to mail in for him.
Did you have to pay the shipping?
Yes.
Oh, what a pain.
I know it.
Well, this year, they are expanding, so it's not just free stuff anymore. Now they're going to take your money.
That's okay. Some of these I'm going to willingly give my money over for.
I think let's not bury the lead on this. The biggest thing is that, once again, you can sign up for Marvel Unlimited, which is what they're now calling the DCU, where you subscribe and you can read.
Well, it's kind of confusing because it was the DCU.
Yeah, that was a bad name.
It was a bad name for it.
Yeah. Somebody got fired.
Meanwhile, DC saw their online subscriptions go up tenfold. Everybody's like, where's my Black Cat comic? This is Catwoman. But yes, Marvel Unlimited, you could subscribe there for $20 a month or $55 a year.
See, which one would I pick here? Do I want to spend $240 or one-time cost of $55.20?
I actually only want to spend the $20.
Because then you can cancel?
Yeah, because I'm already a subscriber and I don't need a second subscription. But I
don't know if they give you the figure for that. Because they've done the monthly before, but it's only for the yearly that they give the figure.
I'm going to try for the monthly. I'll pay the yearly, but I'm going to try for the monthly. Because, yeah, the big news is if you subscribe there, you can get the Old Man Logan action figure. Finally.
It exists.
Well, I knew it existed. I way overpaid for one that's been sitting next to me every time we've recorded. But now I can get one to open. But I think this may be one of the most rare figures of all time.
Yeah, crazy low number being produced.
We speculate because Hasbro doesn't reveal proprietary information even back when they did the Q&As. They would not tell you how many of a figure are manufactured. But they have announced only 3,000 Old Man Logan figures were produced.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. We never get definitive numbers from Hasbro, but I think we can make some pretty educated guesses at how many they produce. And 3,000 seems extremely low.
Crazy low. I only know of one other Hasbro figure that had an edition size. And that was a Lava Reflection Vader that was a Target exclusive in 2005. And that touted that it was one of only 50,000 being made. So this is a hell of a lot less than 50,000.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be way more than 3,000 people at Comic-Con in any given two-minute period. I mean, I don't know how this is. This is going to be crazy.
This is actually a figure that I could see going up on eBay in price, because a lot of people, including some who tried to counsel me to not cool this figure, said, just wait, they will eventually release it to the public. Because the only way this has ever been released was last year at New York Comic Con. Hasbro gave a few out to press outlets that came to their off-site toy coverage, back when all they showed were about three legend figures and a whole lot of micro mugs.
There is something strange going on with this figure, though, you know, because we've known about him for, what, over a year and a half now?
They announced him at San Diego Comic-Con, and I thought it was 1 year ago this Comic-Con, and said it would be available at New York Comic-Con. Now, if you went to New York Comic-Con and said to Marvel, hey, they said at San Diego Comic-Con it would be here, Marvel claimed no knowledge. It was Hasbro who said it, not Marvel.
Right, but still, a year is a long time for them not to know what they were going to do with it, and then to have them pop it out here and only have 3,000. I get the feeling that there's maybe like a sunken ship somewhere with tons of these in the bottom of the Pacific Ocean or something.
Yeah, I did some research, and if you look at some of the most exclusive figures in history, the double telescoping lightsaber Darth Vader, there were a few hundred of those made. And a few hundred is not significantly less in my mind than 3,000. In the Yak Face figure, because that was at the end of the Star Wars run, thousands were rumored to be destroyed. They just landfilled them. And so it's unknown how many actually made it out to circulation, but this could be an approximate number. So looking at figure rarity, this is the type of number a variant of a figure gets, not a figure.
Yeah.
So now I've got a preview night stop at the Marvel booth, because with it being this rare, I want one to open and one not to.
Yeah. Like, as excited as I am to finally know that there's a chance of getting this, this is almost as nerve-wracking as the Hasbro line now.
Yeah, because a lot of the other items that they're going to have for sale at the Marvel shop have seriously low numbers that they're probably going to be gone the first night.
Yeah, let's look at some of their other stuff that they've got.
Are we going to talk about the things that only Marjorie wants? Because Marjorie's got quite a list here.
Yeah, this is kind of the Marvel Marjorie shop, huh? We've got t-shirts and cups and mugs.
I have fallen in love with Rocket Raccoon.
There is a coffee mug of Rocket Raccoon, which is awesome because he says, drink this. And that is very cool art. And it's limited to 350 pieces.
Yeah, see the pressure. I can't take this. This is going to bother me. It's going to be hard.
This needs to be the number one stop.
Yeah.
This is worse than Hasbro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I have to process this, because at least at Hasbro, somebody can hold our place in line. If we want to sign up for the DCU, we have to go over there by ourselves and have our credit cards ready to roll.
But I don't think that Old Man Logan's going to be ready to go all out the first night, because they're not going to be able to process that many. I've got a plan, but I think we can do this if we all work together. Because Justin, we've got your wife going too.
That's right. Team Marvelicious Unite.
Exactly. We need Fantastic Four shirts, just with the big four on them, each of us to wear on preview night.
We should do the Future Foundation that have the different designs so that each of us can be a different person.
Okay.
I'll be Thing.
We're going to make this happen. Because we can do this with the number of bodies we have. But what does Justin need? We got to talk about Justin needs too.
Pretty easy. A lot of these things aren't in my wheelhouse. You know, first and foremost, that figure. And maybe the limited edition Deadpool comic.
I'm happy that that comic is just a cover variant, and it's also 1,500 pieces, so...
That is super cute! With all the ponies!
And it's Deadpool Kills Deadpool. It's a variant cover, so that might be enticing.
Oh, right. I now can see that. I like the little Wolverine, My Little Pony.
I know! Look at the Spider-Man one!
And Wolverine, Iron Man, oh yeah.
And he says, if I'm going, I'm taking all the ponies with me. That's great. All right, now I need two comics. I am a huge fan of J. Scott Campbell. I keep going to Midtown Comics and ordering online every time he has a variant cover. So I would like his cover for the Uncanny X-Men 8. But these are 1,500 pieces each, but they're only $10 a piece. And you gotta think, the less expensive they are, the more people will impulse buy them.
I'm not gonna say anything about what you purchased because I'm buying a $35 mini comic. So I'm, you know, pot kettle, let's just get over it.
I'm okay skipping the glass tumblers this year. I don't need to ship glass things home, and as cool as they are, and they are very cool, I know they're hand wash only, and they're $16 a glass.
Yes, I can skip breakable items like that, because they don't come well packed. They just give it to you in a bag.
Usually. Maybe there's a...
But that coffee cup, I'm well versed at carrying coffee cups home. I can take that.
You might get some newspaper wrapped around it, but yeah, that's a risk you don't want to have to take.
The t-shirts, I think even though I skipped it last year for New York Comic Con, I might want a I Survived the Battle of New York t-shirt.
That is kind of cool. I need the Avengers Assemble shirt. And I'm not just saying I need it. I need it.
Got it.
I don't think you understand. It's so cute. I want to snuggle it.
That is a cool style.
It's totally 60s. I love
it. Oh, yeah. Captain America looks kind of like a twerp there.
He does. It's just so great.
That one is cool. There's also the Coulson Live shirt. That one I think I can skip. And just an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. shirt. I may kick myself, but that's the kind of shirt I would love if they were throwing it out free to the audience and not love so much to pay for at $20 a shirt.
Yeah, that's kind of the feeling I get on a lot of this stuff. It feels like kind of free giveaway swag that you don't necessarily want to have to pay for.
You know what kills me, though? Kills me. Like, stabs me in the heart. And I wonder why do they do these things to me? They are selling, at Comic-Con, the Marvel Phase 1 Universe Blu-ray set. You know, that thing I pre-ordered a year ago?
And then they got sued.
And then they finally came out with. I wonder if they just got stuck with a pile of these. Because they're selling them at the booth, but now, if you buy it at the booth, you get a limited Scotty Young poster, 24x36 Avengers poster. And Scotty Young always does, like, the Avengers baby type art, and it's this really cute-looking poster.
I know, I just saw that Tumblr with the Scotty Young Avengers on it, and that may have to come home, too.
Well, this poster is so cool, but I really thought about it. I'm going to be honest with the audience and say, I considered spending $150 for another Phase 1 Blu-ray set and then selling my other one on eBay.
That is true devotion. All for a poster.
I am not going to do it. Because I thought about it. It's a 24x36. And honestly, that's a huge poster. That's going to take a significant amount of wall space. And as much as I like Scotty Young art, it's just not something that I want to devote 6 square feet of wall to. It actually, I'd be more tempted to spend the $150 if it was an 8x10.
You may be the only person saying that.
Well, keep in mind, if it's coming at this size, it's going to be rolled, it's going to be easily dented. It's...
Sure, but for the value added, I think most people would want it big. The more I look at it, the more I think it is cool. I love Nick Fury in the background smiling and waving.
He makes that picture is the Nick Fury. He is the best in that entire picture. It's like he's raising his hand like he knows the answer.
Cap's looking at Hulk like Hulk just farted or something.
That could be why Iron Man's hair is blowing the way it is.
Yeah, it's total. I mean, it's a cute poster, but
it's not $150 cute.
No.
So I'm fortunately skipping that. But what I have to get, and I can't believe I have to get this, but I need those two Beast Kingdom Iron Man statues. I mean, we've talked about how many small Iron Mans with big heads do we need. The answer is two more.
So you're skipping the War Machine and going for the Mark 5 or 6 and the Mark 5?
You've corrected me. I need the 3 Iron Man.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that he would, but then again, it'd just go poorly if he didn't pick up one. So yeah, he's going to get all 3.
Those are $80 a piece. There's only 100 of each statue.
Wow.
Oh my god, I'm going to need Xanax for this Comic-Con.
Did we say it was getting expensive? Wow.
Yeah, it's getting expensive, and wow, this is really going to send me into panic attack.
Are these light up, or is that just some cool photography? War Machine definitely looks like he lights up.
No, you know what these are? I've been looking for these Tideway Iron Man that I bought one of in New York. Beast Kingdom is Tideway because I'm looking at them and these are the egg attacks.
Oh!
But that one you got in New York, that's an articulated figure, right?
Yeah, these are the egg attacks that we've talked about, though, that light up.
Oh, all right. Yeah, these are looking pretty cool. I like the Mark V. He's got his little suitcase sitting there. Yeah, it looks like the base might light up, and then their eyes and their arc reactors, and maybe even in the palm of their hands.
And right now, these are going for 100 on eBay to 150.
How much are they going to be there?
80, half price.
That's a no-brainer.
Marjorie's chewing it over.
I am.
So it's not a no-brainer.
But there's other things we need there, so it's not like we're going just for those.
Yeah.
Hey, Marjorie, I think I got your Rocket Raccoon fix. Instead of the mug, get the iPhone 5 cover. Oh, wait, you guys switched phones.
I did. I switched to a Samsung Galaxy, and I don't ever regret it at all. It's awesome.
And I kind of regretted it because I can't get a cool case for it yet. PDP has announced they are making Galaxy S4 covers, but they don't have them yet. But yeah, what's killing me about the iPhone cases that are available at Comic-Con at this Marvel booth is the cool art mixed with the limited number. There is a Spider-Man by Scotty Young and a Joe Quesada Rocket Raccoon, 250 each limited.
Jeez.
But it's for the 4S and the 5, so I wonder if that means there's 500 of each design, 250 per phone, but $15 for an iPhone case, that's cheap for an iPhone case.
Yeah, it is. Usually run about 20 or 30, if not higher.
I think the 4S and the 4 were compatible cases, so this would cover your whole iPhone 4 spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a slight difference in where the buttons were placed, but a lot of manufacturers made them work on both of them.
So yeah, this is going to be a major stop for us at Comic-Con on preview night.
Yeah, we've got to game plan this out. We've got Hasbro, Funko, and now the Marvel booth.
I honestly think Hasbro is going to be the all-night line, and so
we can tag out.
Yeah, what we have to do is just get in line and establish with the people ahead and behind, hey, we're here, and then tag out. And like partners, two go to Marvel and one go to Funko.
Yeah, and I think that we can get this done if we work together as a team.
Excellent.
And then you guys can buy me and Chef beers after, because we're going to be the ones doing the running, I'm sure. This is going to be a good Comic-Con, guys.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to break my wallet.
It's okay. It's not your wallet's first time. Oh, wait, you're getting a new wallet. So it is your wallet's first time. Man, we're going to have to like extra lube it up or something.
Break it in slowly. Take it to Target and Walmart a few times before we go.
Be
you don't
gentle.
Want to have it shocked. Yeah, exactly.
Buy it some wine first, you know, maybe take it out to dinner. Make him think he's the only one. No, I like you for your mind. I don't do this with all my wallets.
No, your credit score is awesome. It's a good size. It's a good size.
Much like one of those video games, I think my wallet could actually use like a health pack. I need to start breaking crates.
Oh, didn't you hear? Sideshow's coming out with some health pack exclusives.
That's what we need at Comic-Con is health packs.
Not a bad idea. I might just stand outside this year selling bottles of water and granola bars.
Stim shots like in Half-Life. But while we're still feeling good enough to go to stores...
The Spectacular Store Report.
I was perusing the latest offerings at Jacques Penet, and I stumbled across...
I'm sorry, where?
Jacques Penet.
Did you go to France?
I did.
That sounds pretty hoity-toity.
It is pretty hoity-toity. I guess in mid-America you call it JCPenney.
Oh.
They had a decent selection of nerdy shirts, first of all. But they had 4 Marvel Kwai shirts. Remember, Kwai is that little Japanese anime Marvel with the big heads that are so cute. And I'm really, really loving the neon green Hulk one. Because it just is like so perfect.
Yeah, those are the kind of toki-doki looking characters, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this Kwai art style is something that we initially found on like some cups and Marjorie was all into. They were some exclusive overseas cups. I started doing eBay save searches. Now they brought it overseas, it's actually marketed as the Kwai line. There's t-shirts, there's iPad covers, there's iPhone holders. There's just a ton of this stuff out there now.
Isn't that the guy who sings Gangnam Style?
No, that's Psy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is Kwai.
Gotcha. K-W-A-I-I. I'm sure Jeff, our superhero fun time host, could actually school me on that pronunciation. Probably Kwai! So how much were the shirts?
$8.
That's cheap.
I know. JCPenney's great for cheap shirts like that. And they actually last. I've gotten a few regular show shirts there that have really held up.
And it sounds like, you know, some designs that you're not going to see everywhere else, like we talked about before with, you know, all the standard Target and Walmart type of prints.
I'd hope so, because I'm really sick of that red Millennium Falcon schematic shirt that Target sells.
You'll see it.
I know.
JCPenney shirts, you'll see, because it's JCPenney and they're nationwide. If you get them right now, you may be ahead of the curve before Comic-Con, because I know I don't buy shirts for Comic-Con. I just go to my closet and go, this'll do. But in a year, everyone's going to be wearing them. The thing with the Kwai, I love the style. I also like the Tokidoki style, but I find it to be somewhat kiddie or effeminate. I don't know that as a grown male adult, especially a professional, not that I could wear t-shirts to work anyway, but just going even out to a movie, I'd feel a little weird with either a Tokidoki or Kwai shirt.
It is kind of girly or little kiddish. You're right.
Yeah, I hear you. There would, it would have to be just the exact right way to show those characters for it to be a good male-oriented shirt, I think.
To wear a shirt like that would take some balls. And speaking of balls, I was at Five Below.
That takes balls.
Well, no, I was going to say they sell balls, but I actually went to Five Below, of all things, would you believe this, looking for an Iron Man 2 figure?
You don't have enough?
Well, we're not flying into San Diego for Comic-Con, because it saves hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We're flying into L.A. and renting a car. And we're staying overnight in L.A. We're actually getting in on Tuesday night. And Marjorie and I have been debating the next day, which L.A. landmark do we visit? Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles or Randy's Donuts?
Now, Justin, you know what Randy's Donuts is.
Yeah, that's the Tony Stark sitting in the donut.
Yes.
And I decided if we're going to Randy's Donuts, I need a photo of the big donut. But then, what good is it if it doesn't have Iron Man in the middle, right?
Oh, you're going to do a little forced perspective photography.
Yes, we are.
Yes, I am. I'm going to shove a clear stick right up Iron Man's and put him in a pose. But here's the definition of a nerd. I grab an Iron Man and then go, oh no, this is the Mark VI armor. He didn't have the Mark VI armor until after the donut scene. And no, I can't do the Mark III. It's got to be the Mark IV.
Yes, that is overly nerdy.
So I got my Mark IV Iron Man for $5. But while I was there, I noticed they have a lot of Iron Man 2 figures, a lot of Thor figures, including the second wave with Fandral and all of that.
Wow. Sif showing up there too now?
Nope. No third wave, just second wave.
Oh, that's right. Sif was third wave. All right. But still, a few of the Warriors 3 are in that wave.
And the Thor figures were pretty well picked over. The Iron Man figures were first wave stuff. But remember when I was having all that trouble finding the grab zags, just the Marvel grab zags that had Storm and Cyclops and all of those? Our Target didn't have them, and our Toys R Us only had the Avengers ones, and now they've repackaged them and taken out the flashlights and pens, and they're the collectibles.
Oh, yeah. That took us a while to figure that all out, but yeah.
From Zag's Toys? Well, if you're looking for collectibles, Five Below's the place, because they had so many collectibles, I could have made a ball pit at a McDonald's.
Were they cheap? I know they're under $5, quite obviously.
$3 a ball.
That seems a bit much for a discount store.
Admittedly, I was much happier. The first shelf I found them on, they were above a sticker that said $1.99. But I think they actually had so many balls, so that was the overflow section. When I found the main ball display, it was $2.99.
I kind of wish I had a Five Below. I'm looking at their website, and they're, you know, might be a nice little extra place to check in every once in a while.
The place is too hip. It's just bugging
hip?
Me. It's like walking into the Max from Saved by the Bell. Everything is so damn neon. It's like the 80s are back if it's $5 or less.
So, like, kind of like going into Spencer's back in the day.
Yeah, only brighter. And I was wearing a SHIELD shirt. I actually thought I was being pretty sly. I'm like, nobody's going to know what this is. It's the, you know, SHIELD logo and nothing else. I've mentioned a couple shows ago. I like that. I walk into Five Below. I don't know who says it. I never spot the guy. But this booming voice goes, "Nice SHIELD shirt." Lady behind the counter didn't have a man's voice, so I still don't know who yelled that at me.
Maybe it was just your conscience.
And he wasn't being sarcastic. I think I may have mimicked him a little bit sarcastically, but it was really kind of like cheering on Avengers, which made buying an Iron Man figure just like too much.
I feel like they're still like squeezing quite a bit of blood out of that turnip, though. I mean, think about it. $5 is still quite a bit for Iron Man 2 figures. You know, those were $6 when they were new, and they were clearanced out for around $3, $2 in some places. And now they're back out there, you know, grabbing $5 from people.
But Justin, it's inflated because of inflation. So what you've got is our dollar store is now a $5 store.
So you're saying inflation inflates?
Yes.
It's just funny that over the course of a couple years, you can get for $5 much better articulated figures at half the cost of the non-articulated figures at the current stores. It's all flip-flop upside down right now.
The other reason I was at Five Below is it is just three doors down from our Toys R Us, and I keep hitting Toys R Us wondering if those new Avengers Assemble figures might show up or what else might.
Be honest, you're looking for the Wolverine figures.
He is.
I already ordered those from Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah, but we had to go look for them first.
I got them for $8 a figure at Big Bad Toy Store. 34 for all four figures.
All right.
I paid less than you did, Justin. But there was a lot of stuff there. I'll admit, I was kind of killing a little time and loitering. Marjorie was out running, and I was just kind of waiting for her. And so I got to look around, and I noticed things I've never noticed before. And I bet they've been there, and I just haven't been observant enough. Like, for example, I thought I kept ignoring that Iron Man race car from that scene that doesn't exist in the movie.
Yeah.
No, it's an all-new craptastic vehicle. Toys R Us has an exclusive Iron Man 3 vehicle. It's the Iron Assault Jet. You remember that scene in Iron Man. Oh, wait, no, it's Concept Series.
But haven't we gotten a jet in that line or Avengers line before? Is it that same jet? I think it was Captain America had a jet.
No, this is, like, totally new. I honestly thought it was his race car because it looks like his race car. It's almost like a hovercraft. It seems to have stolen the fan blades from a helicarrier and put them on a race car.
You bought a repaint of an Avengers vehicle.
Ah! How's that make you feel?
Oh, no! It's a Firestrike Assault Jet repaint!
Well, now he has a buddy.
Well, no, it looks like it's a little different. It looks a little different.
I think it might just be packaged a little different because, hold on a second.
No, it's the same damn thing.
Yep. I found a picture of it out of the box, and they both have those side jet things.
Way to go, Arnie. Way to go.
It's new. It's got a new figure in it.
It's got a Mark 42 paint scheme.
It's new-ish.
It's new-like.
It's honestly not that bad of a vehicle. It looks kind of cool. It's better than the stupid Jeeps.
Or the Captain America RV I bought in my cap hype.
And how much are they looking for on this?
About $26.
So does that come with an assembler Iron Man, or is it just a cheap, non-pop-apart Iron Man?
I haven't opened mine yet. I'll let you know. It's a Toys R Us exclusive, which should mean it's not going to show up at the discount stores. It's just going to sit at Toys R Us forever.
And ever and ever. You're right. That's the one that you can almost be guaranteed won't show up anywhere else.
And speaking of Iron Man exclusives, I was loitering so much I actually went over to the kiddie aisle and looked at the Play School Heroes figures. And there's a Toys R Us exclusive we didn't even mention. I never even knew for Iron Man 3. Remember that scene where Iron Man fought a bulldozer?
No, I don't remember. Oh, wait, I do, and that was awesome.
I do remember that. Wait, no.
It's Iron Man in the Mark 42 armor with a repulsor 4x4 truck.
Okay, but come on. These are the play school ones, and these are for kids to use their imagination. So I can forgive them a little bit for making up.
Okay, but I just want to point out that I'm sure we all saw that news story, that little boy whose mom told him they were going to go see Iron Man, and he cried when it was actually Robert Downey Jr. So if you've got an astute kid, he's going to know that Bulldozer was not in that movie.
Yeah.
He's going to know that this is full of Bulldozer.
Yes.
Quite a bit of Bulldozer.
They have also changed their marketing of these Play School Heroes figures. They're now single bagged, and it's not blind bagged, it's clear bagged. You could just buy one figure for $3.29.
Yeah, I've seen that. I saw that at Target too. I thought that was a little weird. And they're not even in the blind bag area with the rest of those things. It's just, hey kids, here's Hulk in a baggie.
I honestly think it's just trying to keep cheap packaging material. They don't want to have to charge $4 for this by giving us a card back.
Yeah.
But then also over at Toys R Us, I found even more stuff that I am pretty sure I just completely overlooked, and I'm going to continue to completely overlook. There are Avengers Assemble figures out.
What, really?
But not action, not what we want, Justin. Those 6-inch pre-posed, squeeze their legs and there's an action move kind of figures.
Oh.
I found Arc Strike Iron Man and realized I'd been completely ignoring him because my Toys R Us is still full of these very similar figures from the Avengers line. I've given the definition of a nerd. Would you like to know the definition of a blogger? Someone who walks around all the Toys R Us aisles carrying two toys, looking for the shelf that will help him perfectly frame the photo with his camera phone.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I'll give them some kudos on the packaging, just in that, and I think we talked about this before, they have huge chunks ripped out of the packaging to make it look like it's already been damaged in battle, or my dog ate it.
Yeah, and each character has a different battle damage package, so they spent some time on it, you know, it's not like they just used the same hole. I mean, Hulk has his own, you know, punch back damage, and Iron Man has a single hole, I think, that he punched through. Still just not that interesting of figures, though.
And I've noticed that they've really gone more animated, though. When I really framed my shot, the Avengers movie ones are more muted colors, whereas the Avengers Assemble Iron Man is virtually glowing bright red.
Oh, yeah.
And strangely, they applied the exact same thing to the Hulk hands. There are Avengers Assemble Hulk hands that are this really radiation green versus the olive drab green of the Avengers movie Hulk hands. So Hulk hands variant collectors, be on the lookout.
Yeah, I think personally I would go with the brighter green, the new ones.
I agree.
They look more fresh. The other ones look like they've been sitting on the shelf too long.
One looks like an avocado and the other looks like a nice green apple. I'd have to squeeze them to figure out which one was ripe.
I still need to get a pair of those. My brother years ago got a pair of those and carved out a hole in the fist and used it as his Halloween costume, and he could fit a beer right in the hole, and it looked hilarious.
Those original Hulk hands that make sounds go for over $100 in each package on eBay.
That's because they really cheaped out on the new ones, because the other ones were like forearm, and these are just gloves that they...
Yeah.
Justin, I want you to cosplay at Comic-Con as the Jim Belushi Hulk.
Just the not trying at all.
Yes.
That means I get to carry a beer around everywhere I go.
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, Justin, I think I found an action figure for you when I was at Toys R Us. Another thing I may have overlooked, it is an Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultra Pose Spider-Man. It is super poseable. You can get hundreds of poses out of Spider-Man.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
It may look like a stuffed doll.
And it may have unlimited articulation because there's no articulation points per se. Just send it some wires.
I actually started feeling around on his body.
Hey, now.
He was tied down, so
Let me get this straight. He was tied down and you started feeling him up.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
See, what this is what happens when I let him go into the store by himself.
You might not be allowed in Toys R Us anymore.
Fortunately, I still don't have to register with my neighbors. So I started feeling his body, and I think there were joints there. I thought he looked like he was just pure wires and would bend like that, but I do think he may be a super articulated, poseable figure. Just covered in soft goods.
Well, there is a lot of definition in there, more than you would get if you just had a costume stuffed with cotton or foam or something. Maybe there is some sort of skeletal structure in there.
Yeah, I don't think he's a Cabbage Patch doll. But don't you remember Cabbage Patch dolls had the wires so you could bend their arms and pose them?
I never had a Cabbage Patch doll because I was too old for one.
Me too. My sister had one. She was older.
I never had one either. I wanted one.
Well, I saw super articulated and any port in a storm, right?
No.
It's the suction cup hands that really make it a no-go for me.
Not for Arnie.
You know, I'm not getting that. I ain't.
Oh, good.
That.
Thank you.
Well, finally, the one thing that in a weaker moment I could have seen myself buying, but I did not. They did get those Wolverine action figures, but they also got Claw/Wolverine. This is that 9-inch-ish Wolverine that goes along with all those horrible Avengers figures I bought and that amazing Spider-Man figure I bought last year at the peak of my movie hype.
I'm noticing a trend here.
And I have a choice. Go down this path and forever let it dominate my destiny or abort the mission. And I looked at this Wolverine and I'm like, abort! Abort!
It's a good choice, though. I mean, if you didn't abort at Captain America, I don't know why you would draw the line at Wolverine.
I think the hype has died down, and it would probably be a lot harder if this was Hugh Jackman movie Wolverine. But there's a skirmish. Marvel does not want to promote Fox having their movie, because if Fox starts losing money on it, they'll give the rights back to Marvel. So they want the money that the Wolverine movie will bring. They want the interest, but they don't want to support the movie.
Exactly.
So we're getting all these weird comic-based Wolverine movies and nothing that references the movie on the package, but it is not a freaking coincidence that it's all coming when the movie's coming.
Right.
And if this had been a movie-based figure, it might have gone okay with my movie-based Avengers. I mean, isn't that what I'm doing with the Hot Toys?
Yeah, very true.
But by making it comic-based, it was a very easy skip. Plus, I learned my lesson with that god-awful armpit-sniffing cap that they go on clearance at Christmas. So the only one I want is that Iron Patriot, because I think I just want Iron Patriot everything. I've ordered the 400% bear brick, for crying out loud. So I'll wait till it's on sale for like $7 to $9 around the holidays.
Yeah. That Iron Patriot's not too bad. I mean, it's nice neutral pose, and it's a pretty good sculpt.
The Wolverine's a neutral pose, and if that is your character focus, hey, claw slash away. But the speaker in the chest that looks like a starburst also kind of took me away.
Yeah,
from him.
That's what I was going to say, too. He's got a little Walmart logo cut right out of his chest there.
So my New Year's resolution was to buy less crap. I walked out of there, well, all right, with one piece of crap, but not five pieces of crap.
That's less.
I didn't say buy no crap. But fortunately, I did buy something I can be proud of this week. Went to my comic shop and got the previews exclusive Deadpool Pop Vinyls Unmasked in red and gray.
I think it looks like Freddy Krueger, though.
Yeah, me too. I think I said that before when we looked at him, or one of us did, and it's kind of creepy.
It's a little creepy. It's a little cool, though, too. I kind of like it. I like it better on the red for some reason. I think it's because it's got a color scheme with the orange lines in the face and the red body. Whereas the gray looks like I grabbed a black and white figure and put a color head on him, like I did a bad paint swap.
Yeah. I do think it is the same head for Freddy Krueger. They just throw a little fedora on him.
It looks a lot like the Freddy Pop Vinyl. There is no denying it. But this is two more figure 29s. I think because of all the variants, but the Pop Vinyl numbering system lies.
Yeah.
How do you count 27, 28, 28, 28, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29? Yeah, that's how many Deadpools there are. 30.
Seriously, it's at least 10 or 12 at this point.
Yeah.
We were talking about it a little bit last week. It's out of control. I got to pick my battles on those Deadpools, and I've drawn the line on not getting the unmasked ones.
My comic guy got them for me for $10 a piece. That's all inclusive. That includes the sales tax on these things.
That's not bad at all. That's actually really good.
I walked out of there with a Marvel Select, 2 Pop Vinyls, and 5 comics for under $50.
Wow.
That is pretty good.
Wish I had a comic shop like that.
But there's a couple more. one of our listeners on Twitter, Gerald's Illustration, sent us a picture. His local comic shop got in the Wolverine movie pop vinyl. And unlike Hasbro, who's avoiding tying into the movie, Funko is going movie style with this figure.
Oh, yeah. You got a shirtless Logan going on there, Marjorie.
Yeah, but it's a vinyl.
But it's kind of cool with the sideburns that become the beard. I like the facial hair on him.
It is probably the cutest facial hair I've ever seen.
I guess he's got the best abs of any other Funko.
Yeah, he really does work out.
The little Funko gym.
This might be a spoiler for the movie, though, you know? I mean, we weren't sure if he was going to pop his shirt off or not in this movie.
I'm pretty sure he was going to. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's not that spoilerific, but... Lucky for them, Hugh Jackman doesn't seem to age much. They got the right guy.
He doesn't. Maybe he's got Wolverine-like qualities, actually.
Well, with these Funkos, the hits keep on hitting. I'm still all in on this line, even though I'm going to track down somebody who works there at Comic-Con and either throttle them or beg them to help me find all their exclusives. But if you go to our sponsor, Big Bad Toy Store, you can get that Logan in stock, ready to ship for $9.99. These Deadpools, the red one is in stock, the gray one is pre-order for only $10.99. And the Thor 2 movie pops, Loki and Thor, you can pre-order for $9.99. As well as the mystery villain for $9.99.
Ooh, who could it be?
And they also have one I haven't seen yet. It's the last numbered one that I have seen, number 31, Red Hulk. Have you guys seen this Red Hulk?
Those eyes. He looks possessed.
Isn't it great? I see a glow-in-the-dark eye version of him.
See, it just goes to show that all the cuteness is in the eyes, and when you make the eyes yellow, he looks undead. He looks like a zombie.
Oh, he does look like from the Plants vs. Zombie game. Looks like the zombies because they have yellow eyes.
But I have to decide if I'm going to follow Funko's pops outside of the bobble. One of our listeners sent in a photo from a Target. The pop vinyls are becoming bookmarks now. These are also available if you don't want to scour your Target for them at Big Bad Toy Store. They're about $7 a bookmark, and they've got pop vinyl Hulk, Spider-Man, and Iron Man.
That's a lot of money for a dying technology.
Here's the thing, is it's flat all the way up to the head. So it would just stick in between the pages, and then you have a three-dimensional head sticking out.
How does it work for my iPad?
You put it in your iPad case, and then you have a little head sticking out of your iPad case.
I don't know. I kind of like the smaller size. It makes me more wish that they would put out, you know, a little 2.5-inch tall version of their pop vinyls.
It looks just like the pop vinyl head. I think I can easily skip the bookmark line because I have the regular ones. But I think it's kind of a cool thing. If I read a lot of paper books, I'm now at the point, Justin, I'm coming to your side with the digital media. I'm now at the point where if a book isn't on Kindle, I want to strangle somebody. So I don't use bookmarks. If I did, I don't know that I would necessarily. It goes back to what I said earlier about grown men wearing Kwai t-shirts. Also grown men having Hulk bookmarks.
Yeah. Then you just look like you're special and you're there with your school group or something.
Yeah. But I would totally buy these for my kids if I had some.
But that's a pricey bookmark. $7-$8 for a bookmark? Maybe as a reward for reading a book over summer or something like that, I can see.
Justin, you and I are in the same space because I went to Barnes & Noble. A regular old bookmark without the 3D, but it was lenticular, was $6, and I went, F that.
They're killing their own industry. I can just as easily use a dollar bill and save $6.
I can use a Kindle and push a button and it remembers.
Exactly.
Or use a receipt for something else you bought with the money you saved.
Let's not get too hoity-toity there, bookmark people. You're easily replaced with nearly anything.
They're popping up all over with these things because, Marjorie, you sent me a link from ThinkGeek for more pop. I don't think it's vinyl. It's just pop. It's pop tin? And not in the Pringle kind of way.
The Tintastic Creative Activity Set is really just a little kid's school set in a cool pop little tiny tin. You get some pencils, some erasers, and a sheet of stickers, and they've got two different versions of it. You can either get Iron Man or Iron Patriot.
Iron Patriot is, of course, sold out.
It's... Yeah, I think that he is winning the contest in popularity in his new red, white, and blue outfit.
This is a much better spending of $7 or $8 for what you get as opposed to just one bookmark.
Both of them appear to include two pencils, one Iron Man pop eraser, one Iron Patriot pop eraser, and a sticker sheet.
Yeah, so really all you're doing is getting a different tin.
Which is why you want the Iron Patriot.
Yeah, because he comes with the little blue one. I want that Iron Patriot eraser.
No, you get, no matter which one you buy, you get both of those erasers.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
All right, $8 for two erasers. It's still Funko, though.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, those are like the little tiny guys I was talking about. Like if they made them in like 2 inch tall.
That's exactly it, yeah.
I'm all in.
I have emailed them to notify me when the Iron Patriot is available. Well, you think all of that's pretty bad. Listener Glenn sends us in a picture, speaking of little tiny Hulk things, of a very adorable Lego Hulk keychain.
It's like the original Hulk Lego figure before he got all big and Avengers.
Well, what Glenn pointed out to me that I did not put together right away is I have this Lego minifigure. I have kept up with all of the Lego minifigures, including last year's Comic-Con exclusives. I didn't remember, though, that I got this Hulk figure for free, because it was free when you placed an order at Lego.com or went to a Lego store the weekend Avengers opened. This particular Lego then skyrocketed to $75 or more on eBay.
Whoa, for just the minifig?
Just the minifig. I paid $120 for one of my Comic-Con ones. These Lego minifigs are nuts. This is why we gotta stalk Lego this time.
Holy cow. All right.
I'm not gonna pay that again. Marjorie told me to do it last time. It was fully signed off on.
But I'll gladly grab all the ones I can and then sell them to...
Me?
To you. Getting a bidding war on eBay. Who is this crazy person paying so much? Oh, it was Artie.
Yes, I only paid $270. The seller is Justin.
Dope.
And now he's bugging me for feedback. So yes, if you missed out on this Lego minifig and can take a tiny hole in the head after you cut it off with some bolt cutters, you too can have that hard-to-find Lego Hulk figure. They didn't lie, it's exclusive as a minifigure, but not as a keychain.
And where is this? Is this just popping up at regular retail stores?
Yep, or Lego.com. I ordered a Spider-Man and another one off there. So a couple are Lego store exclusives. I'd say hit your Lego store to be certain. That's the biggest selection of keychains I've ever seen.
Excellent. And honestly, I think this one's a little bit cuter than the beefed up one they did for the Avenger set.
Yeah, I kind of like him too. He's not to scale, of course. The beefed up one's more to scale, but this one... I like him a lot. He's got a very cute facial expression.
He follows the Lego minifig rules, which always appeals to me.
Repaint the body, add some hair.
Yep.
Well, thank you, listeners, for all that news. Remember, you can leave us a voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or send an MP3 to show@marvelicioustoys.com or, as these fellows did, email us at show@marvelicioustoys.com.
Sales to astonish.
I'm not sure how I feel about this next item. It's just, I don't know where I'd wear them. I guess with a cute black fluffy skirt or something, they'd be kind of cute at a convention in the winter. But we love fine.
When do we ever go to conventions in the winter? Convention season starts in June.
We don't. Actually, it starts in April now.
Yeah, C2E2.
I guess I can make a cute outfit out of them. I feel compelled to buy them. But we love fine, which is one of my favorite places to get t-shirts. In fact, Arnie, I need some shirts from here for Comic-Con, FYI, is selling comic book leggings. They're Marvel. I spy Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Cap.
They also look like they're just begging for somebody to finish coloring them in with a marker.
Yeah, I don't like the black and white.
Much cooler than the leggings. I'm sorry, I'm looking below the leggings. I guess it's because I'm not a girl.
Where are you looking below the leggings at?
At the little abs beneath. I think I see a shirt I need and a shirt that Justin needs. Now, I said I can't wear a Kwai shirt, but I might be able to wear the Science Bros shirt.
That one's very cute. I thought Justin might need that Deadpool messenger satchel.
Well, I think we're all seeing different things, because what I'm looking at is there's a Deadpool standing on a pile of tacos.
That's really cute too, isn't it?
Which that might be the cuteness that's just manly enough for me to wear.
I thought you'd get the Deadloops cereal one.
Yeah, the Deadloops is kind of cool looking too. Damn you, Marjorie, always finding cool stuff on this website.
Well, if you guys need to order something, I do need to order a shirt, and it's already in my cart, so we can share shipping, Arnie, maybe.
Are their shirts good?
Very.
They are. They're nice and soft and comfy. I will say they don't shrink. There are some other sites that shrink, like, you know, you wash them one time and suddenly they just shrink to kid size. Theirs are pretty good and standard.
Yeah, they're good size. They're the softest shirts
yes.
I've ever owned.
Oh, they are so soft and cozy.
Cool.
They're perfect for someone who's named Cozy.
Exactly. I will say Arnie's bought me some of the shirts. They're thicker and they are very soft and they don't pill up or anything. They're worth the money.
They do eventually pill. My Shield shirt has had a lot of wear.
But my girl shirts are a different material than your boy shirts.
I might get that Deadloops shirt.
See, I saw it and I thought of you.
They're those longer shirts.
Just yes.
Slightly longer than your normal t-shirt.
Yeah, so you can bend over and out a plumber butt.
Yeah.
Whale tail.
Because I wear my t-shirts medium, which fit in the body, but then like after a wash, they're like, they still fit, but they just come up too short. They like start hitting like right at the belt.
Okay, I wear a medium also. I don't know if it's just the mediums, if they just make them too short, so if they shrink up. Because almost every single medium shirt I've bought, not from We Love Fine necessarily, but they always shrink in the length instead of the width.
Yeah, like they still fit my body fine. It's just like I feel like I'm constantly trying to pull it down past my belt further.
Yes! Okay, so it must be something with the shirts we're buying. I thought that was just me.
Well, I'm going to get Deadloops. In Navy.
Also this week, Kotobukiya announced a new entry in their Bishojo, and it is up for pre-order at Marvelicious Toys sponsor Big Bad Toy Store. And it is, they're going back to the well again. They did two versions of Jean Grey, first Phoenix and then just Jean Grey. Then they did two versions of Black Widow. Now they're doing a second version of Psylocke. They did her in her classic purple, and now it's her X-Force outfit.
Is that the same pose?
Totally different pose, totally different sculpt, totally different hair. I mean, it's a brand new piece. They're just doing the same character.
You know, it's funny. Without her classic colors, she's almost not recognizable as Psylocke.
Well, in Marvel now, with the reboot, she has a totally new outfit. They've taken away the purple thong. But what she's wearing here isn't the Marvel Now outfit, because the Marvel Now outfit is virtually a body stocking that goes from head to toe.
Because that's how you want to fight crime, is in a body stocking.
Well, it's more protective than a purple thong.
True, it is. I'll agree.
With a big red sash.
Yeah.
This outfit looks like a pain in the ass to put on. It looks like she has to put on a big old long sock that goes just above her knee, and then like a headband that goes just mid-thigh, and then another one above that, and space them out properly.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, her legs aren't even symmetrical, so maybe she was in a rush this morning.
Yeah, the other side's got, she's got more stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's the arms that are symmetrical. The rest of it, if you make it look like you don't care, it's even cooler. Maybe that's the thing.
She's a hipster.
Yeah, it's hipster Psylocke.
Again, they've done a good job with a dynamic pose, with the sword above her head, the flowing hair. But I'll agree with you, Justin, in a black outfit, this isn't the new Psylocke. This isn't a classic Psylocke. So it's really deep down there for the anime or the Psylocke fans.
No, I mean, there are tropes of her outfit there, just not the right color. So it's not immediately iconic and recognizable.
But damn, that base is so cool.
Yeah, it's cool how she's coming off of the base, too.
Yeah, the way she's barely touching the ground. I wonder how she'd be in height because she's so crouched over. I think she'd be so much shorter than my other Bishojos, but maybe with that hand sticking up with the sword, it would bring it back up to the height.
Maybe a little bit shorter yet, but yeah, this looks neat, and I appreciate all of them, but this wouldn't be the one that made me hop into the line if I hadn't started before.
And I like it. I like it as a variant to the other Psylocke. I like that we're getting the 1/7 scale Psylocke now, whereas the other one was a bit smaller, but I know Kitty Pryde's coming first. This one's coming out in December of this year. But I just look at all the great Marvel women out there that they have and they haven't done anything for. and think that they keep redoing characters. Yeah, there's some who are just the top tier. Rogue, Psylocke, Jean Grey, even though she's been dead forever and then traveled through time to come back. Black Widow because of the movie. Yeah, you've got your A-listers, but there's a lot of others out there. I think She-Hulk's a pretty big character, and she doesn't have a Bishojo yet.
But do you think that maybe it's a licensing issue?
And I don't.
Maybe Marvel's like, hold off on this one, do this one instead, or maybe they have to pick and choose, or it just depends on what they think they can do and do it artistically, because they really do care about what they put out. They're just not slapping crap on and saying, oh, hell, that someone will buy it. They really care about what their work, and they're very into the history and the meaning behind their items.
Very, very true. And it's less upsetting since they're taking the ones they did in the smaller scale and redoing them now in the larger scale. It would be a little bit worse if it was just redoing ones they've done already in this scale. And to that matter, they've only done one Emma Frost, and that was in the much smaller scale. I feel she's needed for a redo. But
Emma Frost is in the smaller scale?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's the only one I have. The see-through one? The translucent one?
Yeah.
Hmm. They're bigger than that now, huh?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize. I can see this being frustrating if you are all in on these Bishojos and, you know, wanting some variety and character choice. It's like, hey, come on, we already have Psylocke, and you wasted a whole new sculpt doing a new one. But, like, most of them that you mentioned before are slight head resculpts or hair resculpts and then a repaint of the same character. So that's not as frustrating.
Yeah.
But this has taken up a new character sculpt slot somewhere along their production schedule.
That's, I guess, what's getting to me, is it's just, we could have had a new character, and instead we're getting her, and if it was in the purple outfit, I'd probably like it better as the upgrade to the 1/7 scale from the 1/8 scale. But this one is the first Bishojo in the line where I like it, but I don't absolutely love it.
Well, I can see what's going to happen. They're going to release this one, and then they're going to come out with the one in the classic colors, which you're going to get, and then you're going to go back and need to get this one.
Man, Justin, do you know Arnie or what?
Has it only taken me 3 years to figure out the pattern?
Yes, because this is exactly what's going to happen. He's not going to buy it. And then you're right, they're going to come out with one in the classic outfit, and he's going to be kicking himself, and he's going to have to go back and get those in it, and pay an exorbitant amount of money, I'm sure.
Oh, you're both wrong. I have already pre-ordered her from Big Bad Toy Store, our sponsor.
So you've learned yourself.
Yes.
It's only taken you 3 years to learn your lessons.
And I'll tell you, for anyone who wants to get in on the Bishojo line, check out Big Bad Toy Store. The Psylocke is on pre-order for $54.99. The Kitty Pride is on pre-order for $51.99. You can also get Storm, X-23, both in stock for $53.99 each, or the Invisible Woman or Elektra, and Elektra is one of my all-time favorites from the Bishojo line, for $49.99 in stock, ready to ship.
Yeah, those are great prices for those.
Yeah, the MSRP on these is always around $65, so being able to get them and knowing that, yeah, sometimes they'll go back and make more, but they do a limited run of these to start, and when they sell out, you may or may not be able to find them again.
I'm glad that you finally have learned.
And finally this week, Diamond Select has announced a new Marvel Select figure coming out later this year. Brand new character that I didn't realize hadn't been done in the Select line, the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty glaring omission, and surprisingly, they've got this far without doing him. Yeah, this is one where the difference in articulation between a Hasbro figure and a Diamond Select figure is gonna either make or break this particular character. I feel like Silver Surfer needs to have quite a bit of articulation, just like a Spider-Man figure does.
I'm looking at a big picture of this, and looking at him, we've got the ankle articulation, double-jointed knees, ball socket hips, I'm guessing, swivel waist, wrist articulation, though I can't tell what kind, elbow articulation that may be double jointed, and then it looks like almost a ball socket shoulder with a rotating mid bicep articulation.
Yeah, which is something you don't usually get on the Diamond Select.
Now, this is my interpretation based off the lines in the pre-production photo, but to me, that's a hell of a lot of articulation.
Yeah. The only place I could see adding a little something is in the midsection, giving him a little bit of ability to bend forward or whatnot. But I don't know. Is he going to be able to stand on that board, or is that board just decoration?
Sorry, it's a dynamic display base that allows him to ride on it or pose with it.
Ooh, I wonder if it's magnetic, because I'm not seeing any foot pegs. Toy Biz did a magnetic version.
Yes, I have it. It came with Howard the Duck. First Marvel Legend I really wanted to buy.
Because of Howard or because of Silver Howard. Surfer? Howard. Of course.
Well, this will be shipping in December, and you can order yours now at Big Bad Toy Store, where it's $22.99, whereas the MSRP is $24.99. And with Silver Surfer being a popular character, I'd say get your pre-order in early. And finally this week, Gentle Giant announced a new mini bust, and we talked about the Galactus last week. This week, the Spider-Man in the classic red and blue. One of their first offerings was the symbiote Spider-Man, but now in the classic red and blue, I'm telling myself what you said last week, Justin. I'm not a mini bust collector. I'm very specific on my mini busts, but I'm scared to death I'm going to see this at Comic-Con, and if the colors on the prototype they show are as vibrant as the colors on their press photos, that's a sharp bust.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on here that's very eye-catching, considering it's just a, you know, red and blue with some black highlights. I mean, look at his eyes. It looks like the eye part might be a glossy plastic piece. It's probably just painted shiny, but it looks like it could be a plastic piece sewn into his mask.
Yeah, it's very pearlescent.
Yes.
And the wash on his abs really provides definition, making me wonder if it's photoshopped.
Arnie, you've been molesting Spider-Man this entire episode.
Yes, he has.
And the pose is so perfect with the web swinging out and the fist and the way he's bent a little bit at the waist. I'm a little disturbed that they cut him off at the... but...
It is a little high up, but maybe he's a short man.
I will say this, it's eye-catching, and the way they have it posed in front of his classic logo sitting there makes it even that much cooler to look at. But it's one of those I want to see it in person before I would make a decision on it. But that could be a nice standalone minibus without having to have a whole collection of minibus.
I have avoided so many nice Gentle Giant minibus just because... Again, I've been down this road with the Star Wars mini busts. I think they're a little expensive for what you get, but this one is just, and I'm really wondering if it's a photoshopped photo, but it just looks so colorful. And then, of course, I go down a bad path because I'm a big fan of the minor character, kind of your Deadpool, Justin, is my Black Cat.
Yeah.
And I also like Venom a lot. I've avoided the Black Cat mini bust. Even though it's kind of a character focus, which both the exclusive and regular versions are in stock right now at Big Bad Toy Store. And Venom, one of my favorite characters, I didn't get him. He's in stock at Big Bad Toy Store. So it's like, I gotta see Spider-Man at the con. I don't need necessarily a Green Goblin to go with him. I did hold off on the Hulk, who's another one of my favorite characters. And growing up, I remember I had Spider-Man and Hulk everything. There was the Spider-Man Hulk TV show together. I had a color form set that was Spider-Man and Hulk together. I could have gone just Spider-Man and Hulk, but the Hulk pre-order sold out.
Ooh. I also kind of wonder if some of this is just fatigue on our part from seeing so many things that are, you know, Spider-Man movie 1, 2, 3, and the new Spider-Man. Finally, we see something that's the classic comic Spider-Man in nice, vibrant colors outside of the Hasbro 3¾-inch line. I think it's just a nice departure from what we've been bombarded with visually over the last decade.
I think you're right. And compared to how I felt about the Galactus and Boba Fett exclusive mini busts from Gentle Giant, this one you can pre-order. It's sad that I consider this price reasonable for minibus now, because when I first started buying them, they were $35. But the list price on this is $80, and if you pre-order now at Big Bad Toy Store, it's only $72.
Yeah, they're getting pricey. That's a third of a Hot Toy at this point.
It is.
I like how our money system in Marvelicious Land is Hot Toys.
But if you look at it this way, it's only a quarter of an Iron Man die-cast Hot Toy.
Yikes.
But it's more than half a power pose.
More than half a power pose.
Need to create an exchange rate chart on our homepage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not pre-ordering. I just think that this art looks sharp, and I looked at that. It's one of the first minibus in a long time to really just grab me. I mean, Galactus, we got because it was your character focus, but I can't say I looked at that and just went, wow, that is the Galactus I must have. This Spider-Man, I'm looking at him.
He doesn't look as high quality as the other ones for some reason.
And I wonder again if it's because it's Photoshopped. The black in the chest in this picture looks a little bit not well defined.
Yeah, maybe we'll see it at the convention at Comic-Con. So let's wait and see, yep. Okay?
Just two more weeks. Two more weeks.
I know. Oh.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So, with just 2 weeks to go, that is our show for this week.
It's getting closer and closer every day. Are you ready? Are you mentally prepared?
I am.
It's my eighth time. I'm not exactly a Comic-Con virgin anymore.
Are you ready, Justin? And what? This is only your third.
I'm ready. I'm just worried if Spider-Man's ready. I mean, with Arnie being no longer a Comic-Con virgin, I'm afraid what's going to happen to Spidey at the show.
He's going to end up going home with Arnie. I can talk about his washed abs.
So until next time, true collectors,
make mine Marvelicious.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and train with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin.
Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett.
Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all of the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended.
Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Hello and welcome to another issue of Marvelicious.
Start over. I was moving my mic because you hadn't started.
Okay. No, I'm moving my mic because you haven't started. Okay, now I'm done.
Should I go let her in real quick?
Yeah.
Hang on. Now you guys can move your mic all you want
for a second. Woohoo! Good time to adjust your mic, Justin. The lady's gone. I was talking to the guys at Now Playing last night, and I said, first of all, I do need to create soundboards of them so that I can, you know, fix things. Like, if one of them cuts out, I could just grab, like, a yes or something, you know, just have stock. And then I told them, if any of us ever get throat cancer like Roger Ebert, we've probably all recorded enough, and this includes you, that somebody could soundboard us so that if we had to type and use a speaking spell, basically, it could use our voice.
That's awesome. Would you like to play a game?
I'm telling you can make a killing if you wanted to raise extra money is if you went and got a bunch of Subway and just stood outside the convention center selling them for $5.
Yeah, they don't have the $5 footlongs anymore. You'd be losing money on that deal.
Their lunch is $4 now.
Well,
once again, we're in the weeds.
Yeah, you took us off track.
Show those characters for it to be a good male-oriented shirt, I think.
I think it clearly has to be an off-the-shoulder shirt for males.
Is there such a thing?
No, I'm teasing. See, that was a joke, guys.
I was like, what's an off? Is that like a, is that like a bra?
No, just like...
like a tank top?
No, it's an off-the-shoulder shirt.
Like Flashdance.
Yes, like Flashdance.
See, you got to give us visual references that we understand.
Especially that involve wet women.
Man.
Yeah, that's the Tony Stark sitting in the donut.
Yes.
Wayne's World.
But Wayne's World is not Randy's Donuts.
Because that was Illinois.
No, that's in Aurora, Illinois. That's actually, it's Stan Comiskey's Donuts. No, not Comiskey. Oh, I forgot the guy, Stan. Well, it's not, no. Wayne's World, no. Aurora, Illinois.
Suburb of Chicago.
They really hate that.
But through the magic of movie making.
No.
No, really? That's a place in Aurora, Illinois?
I didn't know if it's a real place in Aurora, Illinois, or it was made for the movie. I'm looking that up. Stan Makita Donuts.
Oh, Stan Makita.
And is it a real place? Yes, it's a real place.
Car! Game on! Really? Well, it's the big donut place,
actually,
right?
Actually, that's a place in, actually, La Brea Avenue in Inglewood. But it is not Randy's Donuts.
But I think they actually had so many balls, that was the overflow section. When I found the main ball display, it was $2.99.
I am such a teenage boy. Every time you say ball.
That's okay. He said ball display and my hand immediately went over my mouth. Because I knew it was not going to come, whatever was going to come out would not be good.
If only there was some sort of sack that they could keep the balls in.
Well, Justin, I think when you buy some balls, you do get a sack. So then you've got a ball sack.
There you go. But they can only put two in at a time.
Yes. That is.
Arnie is just not amused with
five
those.
Below regulation, two balls per sack.
Once in a great while, they'll have a third.
Sometimes there's one, though. Sometimes there's just one because the other one didn't make it down.
The shirts are at the very bottom, and then you got the balls, and then you got the...
Gotcha. Gotcha. Found it. Cool. I hope so. I like that bump at the beginning. I love the music in there.
Thank you.
It's all like 70s early morning cartoon stuff.
It was the 1981 Spider-Man cartoon.
Nice. There it is.
I'm like, all right, what's on YouTube? Because I can rip audio from YouTube. Anything on YouTube I can get the audio from. So I'm just watching all these cartoon intros. And too many of them had lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
Dr. Banner, band with gamma rays, CND and glamour rays.
We're kids. We're not stupid. You can just have a theme song and you don't have to spell it out for us. However, that's something that they should bring back nowadays. It's just on regular shows, telling you the story of the show every time.
From the Venganza Media Gazette.
Hello?
If you go to the Venganza Media Gazette, it's the front news story.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Awesome.
Can you hear me running?
I'm only getting you mono for some reason. It's weird.
Do you normally get me in stereo?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me try to switch plugs real quick.
Life's a shame. Living in stereo. Life's a shame. Except for your shoes. I don't know why I'm musical. Oh, have you ever listened to Two Live Crew, Justin?
Oh, yeah.
You know the shop?
Maybe.
It was our wedding song.
I mean, I know the train and stuff like that.
The shop actually sampled Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine.
Wow.
And it started with a gong. And then Luke Skywalker would, welcome to the shop!
I think you've just proven that your Two Live Crew knowledge far exceeds mine. I didn't realize they were still around when Guns N' Roses was a thing.
Actually, that was when they, that's when As Nasty As They Wanna Be came out, was around that time.
Really? And I feel like they were like a mid-80s type of joint, but...
Keep in mind, Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine was 87.
Yeah, I guess that's right, huh? I'm old.
So, since this is called the Marvel Shop, I was going to go have that gong sound, and then...
I know a place on the exhibit floor. You best run there when they open the door.
Welcome to the Marvel Shop! Shaw!
There's only one place where we can go to get Rocket Raccoon on your phone. It's always popular with the girls and the guys, with all the exclusives you've gotta buy. $10 in fairy and comic they sell, like an X-Men cover by Campbell. There's also Deadpool by Guri Huru, and all those Marvel ponies drawing for you. But be careful of how much that you buy, 'cause all these items make your wallet cry. So as you hit the floor, make your first stop to buy all the exclusives at the Marvel Shop. You hit the booth and see all those shirts. They're Avenger-rific and full of comfort. Iron Man, limited statue. I'm taking all three, leaving none for you. Now get ready for preview night. Let me get in line to buy all toys in sight. The line you get into, rough and painful, to buy those statues. Don't be shameful. Bring out the credit cards and don't be moaning. Subscribe to the online service for Old Man Logan. They're just 3,000 of that baby. If you pass on that, you're effing crazy. In the Marvel Shop. In the Marvel Shop, that's where it's at. In the Marvel Shop, that iPhone case is fat. In the Marvel Shop, where all the fans go. In the Marvel Shop, spending all your dough.
To intro this.
Do it.
it's a 5%er, but maybe with our audience, it might be a 25%er. If they don't get it, they'll wonder what the hell's going on anyway.
Yeah. Send some people to Google.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for the picture to load, and it's not loading. I've got blank pages. It's the very last one?
Yeah.
It's not loading.
The pictures page. Picture pages. Go to the picture pages.
Did he not just say, Justin, it was the last picture in the notes?
Iron Man limited statue. I need all three and so much more. That doesn't rhyme.